Welcome to the 100th anniversary of the Poolside Podcast.
It's our 100th episode, Jeff.
Celebrating 100 years of podcast excellence.
Episodes, and do you want to throw excellence around? So
the 100th anniversary of the Poolside Podcast.
Episodes, Jeff, we're going to get sued.
Starring Shell Bell, Beaver.
Hi.
And yours truly, with special guests George Clooney.
Oh.
Sofia Vergara.
Ooh.
Scientologist and B-list actor Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Is cousin.
Oh.
Adrian Barbeau.
I like her.
Burgess Meredith.
He's dead.
Johnny Carson.
Also dead.
Corey Haim.
Dead.
I mean, Corey Feldman. Whichever dead Corey enough. Is still alive. David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff.
Walter White.
He's not real.
Pepe Le Pew.
That's a cartoon character.
And the magic of Siegfried and Roy.
Wait a minute, something happened with one of them.
It's the star-studded 100th anniversary. Extravaganza. Spectacular. Palooza.
100 episodes.
Fest.
100 episodes.
The Poolside Podcast contains adult themes and language and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You know, I can hear that part.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Cannabis.
Cannonball!
Now, recorded live in the basement studio at the Poolside Pub and Grill World Headquarters, it's the Poolside Podcast.
Yay, yay!
Oh, my God.
Woot, woot.
It is the Poolside Podcast. I'm Jeff. This is Shell Bell. Beaver joins us from the Bourbon Wing of Berlin Estates over in Wisconsin. It is our 100th episode, Extravaganza Palooza. Fest, or whatever the hell we're calling it, bro.
Tierra del Fuego.
100 episodes, man.
Yeah.
100, our 100th anniversary show.
Hard to...
It's not a 100th year anniversary, you dingbat.
We've been doing this show for a long time.
Well, it does feel like it's been 100 years. And yeah. You look like 100 years.
Oh, well. Shit, then.
Gloves are off early.
I guess so. Ladies, put a towel down. This is the 100th anniversary episode of the Poolside Podcast. And hard to believe. And none of the stars are going to make it. They all called and said they can't make it. So,
well, the weather.
Well, that and Siegfried and Roy are both dead. You know that Beaver didn't know that both Siegfried and Roy are dead.
We're making that thing.
He thought only one of them was dead.
I was going to say, it's like, wasn't one of them bitten by like a dog or something?
A tiger. Beaver, a tiger.
And then after
or your beaver.
Like, you know, they're both dead. It's like, oh, fuck, really?
Yeah, the other one just died.
That makes it funnier but sadder.
You don't keep up in your flamboyant gay magicians?
not my area of expertise. Like you do,
isn't it?
Well, surprisingly,
he's made some wieners disappear, though.
Well, you got the magic wand.
Meat wand.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Oh, I feel better.
Oh, it never gets old.
You're so disgusting.
Yeah, that's right. It never gets old. I've got audio from our very first podcast, some of our very first podcast, this being the 100th anniversary. It was on this date in 1920 that we had our first podcast episode.
Was it really this day?
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, let me get my old-timey car.
Heard about this new thing called the automobile? They say it's going to replace the horse and buggy, I tell you what.
Keep quiet, you.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
That was audio from our very first episode.
We sound so fucking stupid laughing at our own dumbass jokes.
I guarantee you.
I'm not even finding them funny.
You, I was going to say, I guarantee you we're the only ones laughing at it.
I guarantee that you guys are correct.
We were fucking around doing these, and just like, God, what would we do if we got paid for this? Same fucking stupid shit, just get money. fuck. We do have fun. We got jokes, people.
We got jokes, people. Yeah, so we'll be playing. We'll sprinkle some audio throughout the episode here of
what?
Some older
shows.
There's
more?
There's absolutely more. Remember the one show we did in the 50s?
Oh, like it was yesterday.
Ah, gee whiz, Jeff. I don't know. This rock and roll sounds like a lot of caterwauling to me. It's a fad, I tell you.
Put a lid on it.
She's not even paying attention to him.
I am. I hear all your farts.
Because that seems like that's all I do is fart. That's the whole joke, man.
I know. That's all you do is fart.
I tell you what, listening back to these, it's not that funny.
It was funny making them.
Like the one we did back in the 70s?
Hey, man. We've already lost everybody. It's groovy, it's disco, and it's going to be around forever. It's the future, man. And you can take that to the bank.
Yo, man, be still. It's so fucking dumb. What were we thinking?
I don't know.
Were we both on the Willy train?
I think so.
I don't know what that is.
Hey, I lost you. There we go. So yeah, our 100th episode. What has been your favorite episode so far?
Who are you talking to?
Anybody that'll fucking answer me.
None. How's that? None.
I think that around episode 29, it really took off.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I got to tell you, my very favorite episode is the first episode we ever did back in the 20s.
Oh, God.
Hey there, Jeffrey. Have you heard about this new thing called the automobile? They say it's going to replace the horse and buggy, I tell you what.
Keep quiet, you.
Oh, that is so fucking, so stupid.
I can't help it. It's funny. We got jokes.
We got jokes. All right, Shelbel. We're done playing. We're done messing around like that.
Are
I'm
you?
Sorry.
Are you done?
All right. Anything exciting happening other than this being the 100th anniversary?
We put all that work into it.
I know. Yeah. It feels like it was
it's
all
a
for
waste.
Naught.
It is. It was a waste.
No, it was successfully pretty fucking stupid, which was our goal. half the time we put into it was just laughing at each other's dumbass jokes.
Well, much like this podcast will never die, much like disco.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, man.
Hey, I called
it's
it.
Groovy,
didn't I?
It's disco, and it's going to be around forever. It's the future, man, and you can take that to the bank.
Yo, man, be
that
still.
That doesn't sound like disco. That sounds like that's fucking hippie. Hippie weed.
I don't know a fucking 70s.
Well, yeah, you're a hippie anyway. You didn't even change your demeanor.
That doesn't sound like disco?
That does not sound like
that
disco.
That absolutely is disco. Listen, not that. That's a harp.
Hey, man. It's
that's
groovy,
a hippie.
It's disco, and it's going to be around forever. Groovy. It's the future, man. And you can take that.
Groovy is
back.
Before
yo,
discos.
Man, be still.
Oh, groovy was the bell bottoms.
Damn Brady Bunch. Shenanigans. I said it on the Brady Bunch.
Disco was the bell bottoms too.
Yeah.
No, it was the tight pants where you put the schnoshins in your pants.
It was all the.
Did you ever do that, Greg?
Didn't have
Beaver?
Oh, there we go. That's probably his best joke yet.
Did you ever put one in your leg, Jeff? With your tight pants on?
Everybody's talking about my tight pants. No. I put a cucumber in there.
Why does that keep shorting out?
I don't know. It's a piece of shit.
You put a cucumber, probably with all the pokies, pricklies on it yet.
Why did he wrap it in tinfoil? That was on...
Because buddies did that. Damp.
What?
The rest of the band did that, so he'd get busted.
Oh, okay.
So he'd set off the metal detector.
That's what it was.
What's that about?
It was on the Spinal Tap movie. You would know nothing about it because you wouldn't like that humor.
Oh, because it's funny?
See, I know. It's because it's too highbrow.
Yeah. You're exactly. A tinfoil wrapped cucumbers. Seems a penis. A little too much for you, Miss Toity.
Mrs. Hoity Toity. All right.
Oh, we've lost her already.
Yeah. Oh, we lost her the minute we played the fucking intro.
I know. It's like, you guys are dumb.
We've lost our listener, too.
I think they're still hanging on.
They keep me hanging on.
Yeah, let's just go.
What's your favorite disco song?
This one.
That is not.
Hey, man, it's Groovy.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We put a lot of time and energy into those. And we're going to get at least some mileage out of them.
We're going to beat that horse to death.
All right.
That hurts when you cough like that.
Sorry, man. You're telling me. I don't fucking know. Let's start the
It's wacky poolside and news. Zany poolside news.
Yeah.
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 Well, say that, Jeffrey, a man from Florida.
Yeah.
Twenty-three skidoo.
The funny thing is, I know it's the 100th episode. We're playing off like we've been around for 100 years, Shel.
I know, but you've been around for 100 years.
like you got to explain it to her. See, Shel, this is how it works.
Because she's a woman.
Them fighting words.
Yeah, you're on your own there. Yeah.
You want to fight?
Let's see. Prosecutors in Texas say a man drove a vehicle loaned to him by the car dealership to rob a bank. And then he brought that money back to try and use for a down payment on a BMW.
Clever. So he went on a test drive.
Hey, have you ever had anybody take off on a test drive?
No.
No.
But I did have a kid come in. Ooh, grandma died and left me all this money. Well, you get a copy of the driver's license, get the name, you get all the information, whatever. And we went on a test drive. I went with them. And a little fucker stole some keys off my desk and stole a car off the lot.
No shit, really?
No.
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble for it?
Not directly. I wasn't on anybody's good list for quite a while.
Why would that be your fault for leaving the keys on the desk?
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Once you park the car, you're supposed to put it on. Well, he's driving like 8 fucking cars. And he started out with that piece of shit that he ended up stealing. So, oh, well, can I try this? Okay, well, play along with the fucking game. And go get throw him on my desk. And, oh, can I drive this now? Okay, I guess maybe. And I hung every other set of keys up. I left that one on my desk. And the funny thing is, he got the biggest piece of shit he drove.
Wow.
He just worked his way up to like a $50,000 truck. It's like, fuck, dude. But you got to play along because selling cars is a fucking pain in the ass.
So his grandma never died or never left him any money. It was a bullshit story.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I forgot all about that. Holy shit. Flashback.
Well, Jesus. Hey, speaking of flashbacks.
Hey there, Jeffrey. Have you heard about this new thing called...
I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Just getting all fucking pissed off.
Some people are laughing at that. Somebody has to be somewhere other than just you and I.
Two of us.
Hey, we've got listeners in the UK, right? G'day, mate.
Yes. We are fucking worldwide.
We are worldwide. We have listeners down in Australia, too. God save the Queen. In the UK, I don't fucking know. In the UK, a runaway washing machine vibrated across the floor of a woman's home and pinned her against a wall.
Oh, well, she was on top of it.
It's the English version of a Sibian.
A lot cheaper, double purpose, you know, what the hell.
Wash the your clothes and your cooter. She had her phone in her pocket. She was able to call firefighters who freed her.
Wow.
Oh, never mind. I thought you meant something else. Yeah.
Liberated her.
You guys are nasty. Willie. Testicles, one, two. Put it down, Willie. One,
two. I'm listening to the news, Michelle.
Willie.
What are you playing over there, Shelbel?
I'm not playing anything. You know, I've worked all day long, and I'm exhausted, so I'm catching up on Facebook.
What does work mean? What does this mean?
I know. Obviously, you two clowns don't know what that word means.
You helping Jeff look up your jokes?
We put a lot of work into this episode, this 100th anniversary episode.
You did?
Indeed.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it all again?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the...
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
I think she's one. Let me see your phone. Quick, turn it around. Oh, I thought she was watching porn.
No. Why would I watch porn?
Well, that's no fun.
Oh, yeah.
Boring. The Wisconsin State Patrol shared a photo from a traffic stop in which a trooper discovered the driver of a vehicle was sitting on something other than a standard front seat.
Uh-oh.
They posted the photo on Twitter, and it showed the vehicle front seat replaced with a fold-out camping chair.
Well, you know, work with what you got.
I had a friend that did that.
Speaking of a...
Back in the 80s, you know, he had a one of those folding lawn chairs that he put in his car instead of the front seat. So, anyways, fuck it. Whatever. I guess that's dumb.
Good ones or...
Whatever, dude.
Was it one of the good ones or like a cheapo?
What do you mean one of the good ones? It's like one from the 70s. Speaking of the 70s...
Hey man, it's groovy, it's disco, and it's gonna be around forever. It's the future, man, and you can take that to the bank.
Yo, man, be still. So. Fucking not getting any reaction.
I don't know what you're laughing about. I'm just tuning you clown asses out.
Listen to the show once, and then you'll know exactly what clown we're laughing asses. About. You're not into that at all, are you? You don't want to give us any kind of praise for putting all this hard work into it.
Hard work.
We spent at least, 3 minutes on each one of them, didn't we, Beaver?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Pretty much laughing, and then the real work started.
I know.
That's when the creativity... was
flowed.
Oh my God, well, you're making me fall asleep. You know that? Wow. You guys are so boring.
Let's
get somewhere. All right,
let's here.
Spit it out, Beaver. Jesus,
come on. Take another hit of weed. What the fuck?
Here's what oh my God.
But all right, Michelle, let's talk about you. That'll keep your interest. I heard you had a vehicular incident this week.
I did.
That shit's
motherfuckers.
Boring.
Yeah.
Motherfucking city.
Little trouble with the bottle?
Yeah. No, you know how when you're driving.
What kind of excuse are you going to make up?
Do you know how when you're driving down the road and then you're just all of a sudden in all this glass and debris from a car accident? A fucking car rolled over. Yeah. And the tow truck never cleaned it up.
So she says.
So I called the police and asked him, what do you want me to do in that situation? Run a red light? Because it's like, why? So I ended up stopping. And then all of a sudden, I started driving down the road. And it was like, click, 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 click. And then poof. And then my tire air alarm went on. And it was dropping pressure.
And then I got the notification on my phone, by the way, too.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
So you knew I was getting a flat tire and you just sat here?
No, fuck
you
it.
You sat here until I called you and yelled at you.
I didn't get the notification until I was on my way there. And Beaver, you heard her yell at me, didn't you?
And now, kids, a little peek into Jeff and Michelle inside life. Jeff and I were doing those hilarious podcast intro and flashback things. I mean, good work, Jeff. They were fucking hilarious. They are hilarious.
They were.
And then his phone went off. And here, before he answered, he says, Greg, wait, please. This is my betrothed, my beloved. I have to talk to her. And he said, what is it? What is it, my dear? What troubles you?
You son of a bitch. I got my tire stabbed and you don't care. And
Smeagol?
That was all I made.
What kind of fucking world are you in?
Glass everywhere and it's your fault.
I think we know what kind of world he's in.
Jeez, go smoke another doobie. How's that for disco?
No, actually, I did the phone we were doing. Just lame ass fucking jokes.
But you heard her yelling at me, right?
Like, I'm going to tell the true story now. Okay, the thing.
I've seen Lydia, the tattooed lady,
which is your ringtone. And it's. And Jeff is like, hold on one sec. He's like, yeah, okay. And I heard from Michelle,
fucking glass everywhere.
And that was all I heard. And I heard Jeff, okay, calm down. Okay, calm the fuck down. Fucking Mayo Clinic is everywhere.
Yeah, that's what. I'm out here by Mayo, and I'm like, fucking Mayo is all over town. Where that doesn't even make any sense.
And then it's like, hey, Beaver, can we do this later?
Yeah. I just got bitched out by my old lady.
Okay, yeah.
Because it was my fault the glass and shit wasn't
cleaned. It was your fault
up.
That I got a flat tire.
It was my fault. She probably thinks that in her head that I should have been out there cleaning up that fucking glass because I knew the route she was going to take.
No. I called the police and chewed them out for leaving the mess. And then
that's hard to believe.
And then he said that it was.
What did you tell them, Karen?
he said that it was because I said, well, anyway, I was bitching about I had to get in all four new tires, $900. And then he said that it was the tow truck's responsibility to clean up the mess. And I said, so you're telling me they owe me $900? And he got really quiet. This is a lieutenant at the police station. And he said, well, I'm not going to tell you that they owe you $900. But at the end of the conversation, he did tell me which tow company did that.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
And then she's like, should I call him? I'm like, no, they're not going to do anything. They don't give a shit.
Well, they might.
Well, we'll send you a check in the mail, dummy.
Well, they should.
You're the guy you're the one that drove over it.
Well, I told the cops that they did a horrible job and they were rolling the car out there to see what kind of a mess they left. And so there, they'll probably won't get any more referrals from the city to come pick up cars.
Yeah, they won't.
How many miles are on the current set of tires? The tires that took the damage, how many miles are on those, miss?
44,000.
44,000 miles. Now, what kind of tires are they? How many miles are they rated for safe driving?
Oh, Lord. Can we just not?
they measured
that's what
a,
they're, that,
a
that
five is? In the front and a seven in the back.
A Florida man is back behind bars after he... A Florida ex-con is back behind bars after she struck her male roommate in the face with a cat. And I ain't talking about her pussy. Police said that Wendy Heard, 56, and the 73-year-old victim were involved in a verbal argument when the dispute turned violent. She took their cat and threw it on the victim's face, causing the cat to scratch the face. Then followed up the attack by striking him in the face. God, this poor guy. He's 73. This lady's beating the shit out of him with a cat.
Seen it?
Jeez. Covered
it.
Her rap sheet includes theft, battery, drunk driving, possession of drug paraphernalia, prostitution, and probation violation.
So she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah. Just throwing that pussy all willingly.
Trained,
all willy-nilly. All willy-nilly.
Willy?
Right, Willy?
A South African man who lost his arm.
You are angry today.
She is, right?
I'm not ordinary.
Yeah.
South African man who lost his arm in a crocodile attack told reporters he was more upset about losing his wedding ring than the arm. Oh, fuck that. Fuck that.
What?
He was more upset losing his wedding ring than losing his arm.
He said that shit for the press.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But for my wife.
Yeah, exactly. For his lady. That's who he said it for.
Yeah.
He probably winked at the camera guy and went,
good play, I guess.
Back. Yeah.
See what I'm doing there?
No, I don't, dude.
No, winking at the cameraman. See what I did there? No. Never mind. Someone's getting messages.
You're winking at somebody? Who are you winking at?
I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. Let's listen to a flashback.
Never mind.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fall asleep.
A 15-year-old in the UK woke up from... I know we should have. We should have done one for every decade. But we couldn't because I had to go to a fucking emergency call.
I was running out of ideas.
A 15-year-old in the UK woke up from a week-long coma swearing like crazy and craving whole wheels of cheese.
Oh, my God, that sounds like me.
Immediately up out of bed, she snaps and fucking starts yelling. His family said that he always liked cheese. So.
Well, apparently.
But why the swearing, though?
His behavior would...
I don't know.
He learned it from you.
Shut up.
Do you listen to the podcast?
Shut up, dude.
Are you going to shit? Shut up. Jesus, God.
I'm holding it until you shut up.
Aren't you embarrassed? Aren't you embarrassed?
Hey, quiet, you.
Jeez. You should be over here and smell it, Beaver. God, maybe I should spread my legs and leave
don't
my,
have to. I'm
leave
good,
my
thank you.
Fish fry out.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Oh, this is like the worst 100th anniversary episode.
It is. It's terrible.
It's wacky and zany.
All right, there it is.
Poolside News.
Poolside I can news. See the reviews for it now.
Yeah. F.
This will be our least listened to show. All right. We've still got your Talk Nerdy to Me segment coming up. Excited about that.
Yes, we certainly do. Yes, we do.
We've got porn star birthdays, of course. I've got five things you could say to keep your relationship alive. Shell Bell, maybe you should listen.
Oh, what are you doing, Gregory, playing a game? You bitch at me about playing a game. It sounds like you're playing a game.
Hold on.
That's a text message.
Hold on.
I'm not holding
one of our... Oh, one of my old blind deaf friend Brad is having trouble getting into Chad and Brad and I have a group message text thing and he can't get into it. For some reason, he thinks I know how to work a cell phone. Hold on.
What are you doing, man? Can you do this during the break?
No, I can't. To do a podcast.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Brad. And let me
How does he know what you're typing? Does somebody read it for him? Oh, he's got text to speech. Speech to text.
He's got high tech fucking Bluetooth hearing aids and shit. I mean, he's got.
This ain't the 70s anymore.
No, does he?
Yeah, hey, no, man. It's fucking. He's got a remote control. This is funny. We were off to see a hockey game wherever, and we're in the hotel room whatever, and I watching TV, and I grabbed the remote, and I thought it was a fucking TV remote, and it was this hearing aid remote, so I was trying to change channels, and there's hardly any fucking buttons on this thing, and I'm hitting buttons and everything. It's fucking with his hearing aids. I didn't know. I thought it was a fucking TV remote. He turns around, he grabs it on my hand. He's like, yeah, you feel like fucking God now.
And this was where
A hotel with him.
Oh, this is the one you were telling me about, where you uploaded the pictures of all the picture of all you guys at the on the.
It's a different one.
No, it was Lemon
People. Different
lemonparty.org.
Hotel.
It was lemonparty.org is the picture that you sent me of you guys in the hotel. If you want to check it out, lemonparty.org. Maybe you pull it up on your phone, Joe.
I know what it is.
We were a lot younger then.
Isn't that where that guy is whipping his wiener around like a twirly bird?
No, pull it up on your phone.
No, I'm not going to.
I'll pull it up. Brad got pissed at me.
No. I'll pull it up in here.
Fuck.
Come on. Oh, here it is, Joe.
Oh, God, yeah.
Great.
That looks like something Jeff loves to watch. One guy getting sucked
on.
Old
men peeing.
Two old men kissing in 1 second. Show me that again. It was a hard wiener, wasn't it? Show it to me.
No.
Come on, let me see it.
I should have never brought it up.
Show it to me. I want to see it.
Does it have to be that specific one? He's got a lot of pics of old men peeing.
That was Beaver and his buddies. In the hotel.
In the hotel.
Oh, you're...
Well, we were having fun.
That's what happens when there's three of you. He got pissed at you because you wanted to suck his wiener? Jesus.
Go to lemonparty.org, Beef.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Shocking. Oh, my goodness.
Tell me, how hard is that guy's wiener that he's getting sucked on? How hard is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Jeff won't pull it up.
That is like granite. Look at it go. Oh, wow.
Is it an action? Jeff, you got to turn this one on in action. He's spitting all over himself.
Sort of action.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jeff.
Oh, goodness.
I spit juice out all over myself. That's what she said.
I'm a squirter. Oh, my God. Oh, all right. You ready for your dumb joke of the week?
Nope. Showbell.
You better get that, ladies.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
I think I got the Rona, dude.
Do you have the Rona? You probably have the Rona.
I think I do.
I got my test back today. It's negative.
Come on. Dumb joke of the week, guy.
I don't have a dumb joke.
What? It's our 100th anniversary episode special extravaganza.
Well, then I should tell a special joke. What's the worst thing about...
Don't. Don't even. That's... Don't. The hell is wrong with you?
Not that many people...
Shaped like a bucket.
He's still wiping slobber off his face.
Because when... Did you really go to lemonparty.org, Steve?
No, I know what it is.
Do you? What
sick
is it?
Fuck. It's a fucking... You've been... That fucking joke thing for like 15, 20 years, you old fuck.
I didn't upload the photo, dude. You did.
What's the one where the wiener's twirling like a twirly bird?
That's meat spin.
Check that one out.
I'm not checking.
Every Ron Jeremy movie?
Go to meatspin.com.
No.
Yeah, just try it. Try it.
No, I already know what it is. You already fucking told me. It's nothing I care about.
All right, come on. What's the jokes here? Let's go, dude.
What's the most terrifying world or what's the most terrifying word in nuclear physics?
I have no clue.
Oops.
Oh my God.
Okay, here's another dumb one. What did Batman say to Robin before he got in the car?
Why don't you sit on my lap, boy wonder?
Robin, get in the car.
Oh my God.
Oh.
What
God.
Else you got, fella?
Let's see.
No, that was a good one.
We can end it there.
Two fish are in a tank.
No, let her go on.
One says to the other, do you know how to drive this thing?
Shell bells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
What was the punchline?
Do you know how to drive this thing?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I get it now.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, what's the difference between a good joke and a bad joke?
You don't know. What?
Joke timing.
Oh, no. No. That's not.
See, right there.
That's not
right
how you...
there. Thank you.
That's not how
Thank you,
do.
Michelle. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, Let me do it to you. What's the difference?
Although that may have just made that may have just made it the best version ever.
Oh, what's the difference between a good joke and a bad joke? Timing.
Oh. Well, it doesn't have any emphasis in it.
Oh my God.
That was okay. You win the internet, Michelle.
And it had
that
was, two. Oh, and it had two sentences.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now I get it. But the word is right after it. What's the difference between a good joke and a bad joke? Timing. Got it.
And she just keeps explaining.
So, what do you call a fish with no eye?
A no-eyed fish.
Oh, she just rewrote one of the greatest jokes ever.
All right.
Oh, I gotta blow my nose. Let's break.
Okay, shit. Then.
That was fucking hilarious, Shell. You win.
Whenever walking, your steps make offers for a shoe new and or abused? Does it seem at the time before like the other time? Now with the changes, different things are same, but just try one and you'll see. The longer you are wait, the difficult more becoming, especially with no air filter. When a fish does it, you just know the building with a hat. That's why I choose. Convenient yet durable to the punch, you don't. Want one? Never be alone again or ever. Even if the company says you don't. The Jazz Cabbage Club. Growing the devil's lettuce since 1967.
It's the 100th episode Palooza Spectacular Fest Poolside Podcast. I'm Jeff. Shell Bell is here. Beaver is in Wisconsin at the Bourbon Wing of Berlin Estates. Ladies, flip the towel over or ring out the ShamWow because it's about to get wetter.
What?
It's about to get greasy and smell like mushrooms.
Ooh, you are greasy.
Oh.
Bring them Febreze.
You're greasy.
Fresh towel.
Febreze the towel.
Boil that fucker.
Might want to just throw that one in the garbage.
Just let it go. Wasn't one of the good ones, was
it? I was just going to say, it wasn't one of your favorite towels anyway.
Not no, it was yours, honey.
Using it to sop up the gravy like a biscuit.
Oh, gross. You guys are nasty.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now we're going to do dignified humor. Intelligent humor. From now on.
Are you going to take a drag off your weed pipe?
See, right away you go into the gutter. I tried to turn a new leaf just now and you tore right through it.
Yeah,
that breaks my heart, Michelle.
Why the?
I don't need this kind of negativity in my life. You had almost won me back with a funny joke.
Say, why are you giving Beaver the business? See,
I'm going to give him the business. Yeah. See,
that reminds me of our first episode.
Hey there, Jeffrey. Have you heard about this new thing called the automobile? They say it's going to replace the horse and buggy, I tell you what. Keep quiet, you.
That was so long ago.
Jeez, I'm surprised you two old fuckers are still living.
Well, you were so young.
Yeah, back then. All right. We've still got the dumb nerd of the week. What is that? Nerd, talk nerdy to me. Got that coming up.
I don't know, Jeff. You tell me what it is.
Porn star birthday. He's still angry about last week.
What are you angry about, Greg?
About giving you 10 minutes to tell jokes, and then he only gets 1 minute, one nerd minute.
Well, I know, but
I'm not angry. Keep going. Keep going. Hey, the show must go on. I'm not that petty.
The show must go on.
Gregory, are you sure you're not that petty? Are you sure?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Are you sure?
I got the top five, the things that we should say to keep your relationship alive.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, you should learn. And now you need to listen up for these.
I will listen.
How about thank you? Gratitude is something we all need and seek from our partners. Shell Bell? How about a thank you for yesterday when I got yelled at because I left all that glass out on the road at the intersection?
Yeah, dumbass. I mean, you're the dumbass for leaving the glass out there.
I know. It's my fault. I appreciate what you do for us. What's another one?
Those sounds like things you should be saying to me.
I've got your back.
Do you have my back?
I got your back, bro.
No, you don't.
He shaves it.
You're my silverback gorilla. She used to call me her silverback gorilla.
I just called you my silverback.
That's a sign of affection in the gorilla world.
I know.
I pick fleas out of your back and head. How about you're just right, just the way you are? I never hear that from you.
Nobody has ever said that to me.
I know. Nobody's ever said that to me either.
And finally, I care about your feelings and needs and value what you have to say.
Oh, never.
Yeah. I can't lie to anybody like that.
I would never say that. Would you ever say something like that?
I care about your feelings and needs and value what you have to say?
Yeah.
Geez. I say that to you every single day in my head.
You do. Yeah, in your head.
As every time I look at you. Whatever, bro.
I don't even care about my own.
About your own needs?
Yeah.
No, nobody does, really.
Well, I have needs that are unmet.
I don't ask for much.
Hey, I'd let you smell my burps whenever you want.
Oh, gross.
You'd smell these. They stink.
Oh, Jesus.
Ugh. Well.
Greg, you want to smell his burps?
No, I don't. No. I thought he was starting a new theme for the next century.
You probably should.
You want to listen to a flashback of the old shows that we used to do? I'm not going to play him. Here, how about I know what we could listen to. Here you go.
Oh,
Greg. Greg doesn't find those funny.
You know.
Well, I don't care. You go for it.
I think I'd rather sit in church than sit through this.
Well, you're sitting in pew for sure.
I am
just
already.
Not your own. His.
Exactly.
Oh. We're getting worse. Oh, my God. Do you smell popcorn?
Do you have to go poop?
No, I don't.
What was the... Oh, fuck. We had the idea for the... Oh, what was the flashback for the 40s?
I don't remember.
Dewey's going to defeat Truman. I tell you, it's in the bank. You heard it here first. Dewey defeats Truman. It's better than fucking farts.
Yeah.
Is it? Which one is funnier?
Yeah.
Your lame attempt at humor or my gas, bro?
Oh.
Your natural process? Your minutely occurrence?
I'm trying to fart 100 times for our 100th episode.
Well, how long are we going to be on?
Soldier.
For 2 weeks?
Okay. Won't take him that long.
All right, how about we do Talk Nerdy to Me? Beaver. Wait, what is that?
Testicles 1-2. Testicles 1-2.
Welcome aboard.
Nothing.
All right, Talk Beaver. Nerdy to Me.
Talk Nerdy right. to Me.
Do you have to hold smoke one
Hold on one second,
before?
I'm not ready.
Every,
do you have to smoke hold, one?
Hold on. Nope, I'm not ready. Hold on, I'm not ready.
Every week we give him 60 seconds to talk nerdy because it was getting out of hand for a while there. It was almost like everything that came out of his mouth, if you know what I mean.
I had to find my notes. I'm ready.
Was nerdy. All right, here we go. I'm going to start it
right
now. All right. So it's going. Your clock is going, dude.
I'm sure it is.
You're gonna
you
just
know what he's
there?
Doing? He's protesting.
Are you protesting?
He's mad.
You give her, what was it? What did your fucking thing run for like fucking 10 minutes tonight? She had won. The one fucking time I'm protesting is the one fucking time she tells a funny joke, which props, Michelle, that was fucking funny, even though you didn't intend it to be that way, which really fucking me off. And another thing is I generally like you, but that is fucking
how
funny. And
he spoon feeds you know?
The fucking joke. Shut up. He spoon feeds you those jokes, and I'm not doing another minute until he acknowledges that.
All right. Well,
he doesn't spoon feed me any jokes.
Yeah, she finds them all herself. Do you have any jokes, Shell? Do you got another one you want to do?
Maybe I should
during
tell some more
talk
jokes.
Talk nerdy to me?
Well, let me find some more jokes.
Hurry
should
up.
We talk some more jokes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Time is up. You wasted a whole 60 seconds on this episode, dude.
I stand by my cause.
Oh, so this
tonight
is a protest.
No, actually, that didn't time out right. I ranted.
That's quite all right. It's quite all right, dude. Mm.
No, it wasn't. I screwed the whole bit up. God damn it.
What else?
This is why I do this shit in my basement like a loser on a transformed workbench.
Suck. What a loser, dude.
Oh, my God. My daughter said I need a haircut.
Do you?
Wife won't
do you need a haircut?
A heroin addict anymore. What's that?
Do you need a haircut?
I don't know. I don't care. Oh, like, yeah, I let it grow. Actually, I let it grow until last time, the time before last, Linda said, you're getting a cut here or that's it or something. And then she said, am I going to make an appointment for you? And I didn't like the way the gal cut my hair, so I said I'll make my own. And then I put it off for another 3 weeks, and she said I'm making an appointment right now. She picked up her phone, then I called the other gal who cuts my hair the way I like it.
Hey,
fascinating story, huh?
Yeah, why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road?
You're still trying.
It got stuck.
You already
in the crack.
Struck gold. Stop drilling. Stop drilling. You're not going to top what you did earlier. Now you're begging.
Stop drilling. I bet you say that to all the guys.
Now you're begging. No, that's what he says is now you're begging.
You struck her, Earl. All right. Well, I guess we're done with
no,
the...
No, let me do my... Let me do my...
You don't know. You
no,
already had your chance.
Nerd minute.
You don't get another chance. You
no,
had
that was,
60 seconds to do your nerd shit.
I was doing a bit that we agreed on.
Turn that thing off. That's why we started this whole nerd minute for you. So you can talk
I'm
about stuff like
timed.
That. And you decided
she's
to protest
phone
this
calls,
week.
And I'm strictly timed.
So she's not
that
taking a phone call. She's not even on the phone, guy.
We agreed.
She's not even
we
on the phone, bro.
On that bit. You son, we agreed on that bit.
Sorry. Nope.
We agreed on that.
Maybe
we
next
said,
week.
It was implied that would not be my real talk nerdy to me.
As El Jefe of the show? That means boss, bro?
Oh, I thought it meant bully.
It's I might knock you down to 30 seconds. Jury is out on this yet? I might have to knock it down to 30 seconds from now on. If you're going to protest like that, dude, this isn't a union thing, bro.
Dude,
what do you think this says?
5 minutes before we started recording, we agreed on this. Okay, we're going to do this. Oh, it'll be funny. Well, it won't be, but we'll think it is. And then we were going to go with that. And then all of a sudden, and I remember I said, or I meant to say in my head, I did say, see, you did that to Michelle. It's got to be valid. Samson versus Delilah there. And you said, I meant to say it in my head. I did say it. It's valid.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I kind of lost my train of thought.
Yeah, you did. All right. Let's do porn star birthdays.
Happy birthday, dear porn stars.
Happy birthday to you.
One good joke accidentally.
Happy birthday.
Whew. It was fucking hilarious the way she told it, though.
It was great. All your jokes were great, Shell.
Oh.
No, let's not get carried away.
Even the one during the Nerd Minute. Davia Ardell is celebrating her birthday today. Davia Ardell. She was in Hairy Grannies. Mommy Can't Resist the Big Bulge. Iowa cockass.
There's got to be one about curtains.
And whitewater shafting.
My favorite water park.
Probably is. Francesca Valentina, she's having her birthday today. Happy birthday, Francesca.
Hey, happy birthday.
Ooh, that's a cool name, actually.
She was in Swallow My Dreams.
Valentina.
Oh, my goodness.
Poon Raiders.
Oh, God.
And The Orifice.
The Orifice?
Let's take on The Office.
I know.
Let's keeping spin. You up there, Shel?
Yeah, I it's guess so. Spin. Jesus.
Well, what time is it? It's fucking 8:30.
It's quarter after.
Oh.
We'll burn through these here.
This is late for me.
Yeah, let's pick it up. My nose is itching.
Katie Morgan is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday. You got a what? Sorry?
Your nose is itching and you got to poop? How do they tie together?
Oh, my God. Katie Morgan, she was in Little Humpers, Swingin' Meat, The Vegetarians. I fucking love this one. This is fucking the Greg Berlin story. Boner breath. Uh-oh.
Boner breath.
Jesus, fuck you.
And you wonder why I have to go poop? I'm hearing all this poop action going on here.
Oh, you are the first one to start talking about us fucking sword fighting and crossing streams and shit. Here's how a typical conversation goes. Hey, Jeff, how are you? Hey, Greg, how are you? Hey, Michelle. You two sword fighting.
You guys
ever pee on your own faces? Jeff ever come in your ear? We're at a funeral, Michelle.
You guys like to sword fight, so your balls touch each other.
See? She can't stay away from it.
Jesus Christ.
You like to see how much static you have in your hair on your balls.
Well, truly you don't understand the nature of sword fighting when you're talking like that. Stupid girl.
Katie was also in Kraken Sack.
Oh, we're still talking about this.
We're trying to rush through it so Shel can get her fucking beauty sleep. Lord knows she needs it.
Shit about her. Maybe she should have taken less than a half a fucking hour on her dumb joke.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe I should. Just maybe, Gregory.
She was also in Fries with that burger. Nothing. Marsha Lord is celebrating her birthday.
Marsha.
She was in Real Squirters 3.
Wow.
I've been sodomized 5.
There's that many of both?
I guess so. And filled to the rim.
Oh, with brim.
That's like something from the 70s.
Hey, man, it's groovy, it's disco, and it's going to be around forever.
And it's groovy.
Beaver can't hear these, but I'm playing the little stupid bits we did. Okay. Get as much traction out of them as we can.
I got it. I figured something was going on. Oh, this is the worst fucking episode ever.
Roxanne.
But we're having fun.
Roxanne Hall is having a birthday today.
Roxanne.
Happy birthday, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
She was in Assholes and Ass Poles.
She was a lineman for the county.
She's also
in that one.
Boob Tube. Bust a Nut on My Gut. Tiptoe Through the Two Lips.
Co-star Tiny Tim. Obvious joke, but, you know, had to be said. Law of comedy.
Shaven, not stirred.
That's what kind of...
And Stretching the Rear. And she was also in Cornhole Patrol. Which is Beaver's other book. I don't know.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Time to listen up. Time to listen up. Here's the game. I give them, I've got five titles this time. One of them is fake. If they guess the fake one, they don't have to watch a movie that I send them. If they don't, well, they have to watch the movie that I send them. All right, so here we go. Daphne Daniels is having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Daphne.
Happy birthday, Daphne.
Daphne Daniels. What a name. It's like a spring breeze. I bet she's very pure.
Yeah, yeah, she was in Tits Ahoy.
That's not, she could still be a virgin then.
Meat raffle.
That was probably just a friend of hers, and she was there.
Here, titty, titty.
See, again, could be a virgin, yeah.
Ridiculous. And the bigger they come. Tits Ahoy.
I'm going with them.
Tits Ahoy.
Tits Ahoy, meat raffle, here, titty, titty, ridiculous, and the bigger they come.
The bigger they come.
Beef, what say you?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Fucking idiots, it was meat raffle. Who the fuck knows that's about meat raffle other than people in the Midwest? Nobody out fucking west where they do all the porn knows about a meat raffle. Fucking meat raffle, you guys.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking Todd Glass bad prank show.
Well, maybe we want to watch your stupid videos. You ever think about that?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe we kind of get off on it.
Yeah.
Maybe we talk to each other after you go to sleep.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send another this time.
Maybe I take Greg in the bathroom when I go poop.
Oh, my God. I'm sending it via a phone again.
Yeah, you have to. Text. I'm still updating.
Okay.
Yeah, the computer I paid someone to update hasn't been updated since, yeah.
Here's an old classic there. 1 second, and I'll be sending it to you as well, Shell Bill. Don't want to accidentally send it to somebody else.
Yeah.
That's for me, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Ah!
Okay. What is it? You don't even... You gotta explain what's
going
on.
I don't know, but it looks fucking scary.
Explain it.
I haven't hit play yet.
Oh, oh, no, dude. All right. Put your glasses on. Just wait, wait. Shell has to get it, too.
This better not be anything fucking illegal on my phone. Because no. It looks fucking gross.
What is it? What are you seeing?
Kitty.
I don't know. I haven't hit play. I just got the picture of something with the circle with the arrow in it.
I got to download it.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like a dog.
No, it's not a dog.
Okay, I'm... Oh, all right.
Eggs.
It's a classic.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Let Beaver explain what's going on so we know he's watching it.
All right, guy cracked an egg into a bowl, pouring it into her butthole.
Yeah.
She's shaking it up, and they're going to make scrambled eggs. Oh, yeah. And she farted them, and they're making scrambled eggs, and someone's going to eat them, and she's enjoying it because there's a big paycheck in it for her.
Oh, God.
Oh, at least you would think. You would hope, wouldn't you? If you're eating shit eggs, what does that pay? What a scale for eating shit eggs?
I don't even know. And how, we don't even know if they... They probably twisted them out. They traded them out or whatever. It looks like it's shit eggs, and it's not shit eggs.
Be careful if you're ordering
cheese
on them.
Did you see how clean... Did you see how clean her beehole was?
Well, yeah, she was.
I mean, it was as clean as a whistle. My goodness.
She's got a lot of respect for herself. She went, clean.
Clean as a whistle. Blowing on it like one of them old jugs.
It was no slowage of egg flow.
Oh, my God.
She had been prepped. That was like
he put butter on there.
Well, you forgot the biggest part. The biggest part is she was after the eggs went in, then she stood up and jumped around like she was shaking them up.
Well, they had to mix them.
Scrambling them. Well,
they were
trying to follow the plot.
They were already mixed. When
you
they
don't
poured,
know that. Maybe she wanted to.
Oh, you know what they should have done?
She probably had a little ham and
they
cheese in there.
Should have poured it, put in the big whole egg, and then
you know
she could have
really
jumped
funny?
Around. God, they're dumb. And add a little bit of milk and pepper.
I'm not sure I can give you shit individually anymore.
Because if you add
here
pepper,
we are talking
you would
for
never
10
know
fucking
if it was
minutes
poop or
about
not.
Shit eggs.
You wouldn't know if it was poop or not if the pepper went in and it came out. Greg.
You put thought into this.
Well, I was trying to decide if I should make poop eggs for breakfast tomorrow. Jeff, want some poop eggs for breakfast?
No. I'm good. But that was some
You can't
shit.
Tell him. He's not going to be that enthusiastic.
Oh,
yeah, I think the jumping up and down had to be to further the scrambling, you know, enhance the flavor, marinade, whatever.
Gross.
I guess if you're going to go like. That level, really commit.
Here, I'm making some eggs right now.
Well,
you're making
they
bears.
Should have put it in the front so they had fish eggs.
Oh my God. Did you hear what he said?
That you're making bears?
I always tell Michelle, I gotta go make bears. Oh, shit. All right.
I thought it was bears. God, you pooped.
Well, that's a football team.
He pooped his pants.
Well, I don't doubt it.
He crapped him. He crapped
I'm that
him
funny.
Good. Didn't you, Jeff? You crapped him.
Hey, Beaver, Shell has farted on the show, and I fart all the time sometimes.
I have not farted on
you
the show.
You have farted on the show. Why don't you ever fart on the show? We just
never asked.
You do. We just don't hear them because you're bored out down there.
She's never asked.
That's what his fart sound like.
His only farts when he pulls the meat out.
Well, you know, it's handy to store things for traveling.
For traveling.
All right.
Do you think I paid for that trip to Mexico?
I think we've said enough. Thank you for listening to our 100th episode.
We said too much.
Spectacular fest. Here's to maybe 10 more.
10 more episodes or 10 more years?
10 more 10
more centuries.
10 more 100 years?
10 more
flashbacks.
I mean like these?
Oh, my God.
Hey there, Jeffrey. Have you heard about this new thing called the automobile?
From our first episode.
They say it's going to replace the horse and buggy, I tell you what.
Keep quiet, you.
You guys are just zany. Zany.
Wacky, too.
Find us at anchor.fm/thepoolsidepodcast. You can also leave a message on there. Just click record message. We're also on TikTok. Which, by the way, I did make a TikTok video. I made a couple of them. This one, Beaver, I sent this to Beaver, and he's like, well, that's odd. This is a trend on TikTok using this music. So, and then, you know, so this is what I did.
Texas, Florida, and other states are opening. What about Minnesota? It's your move, Governor Walz. Open it up, bro. You do, I'll start calling you Governor Balls.
Because he's got balls for opening up.
Oh, I thought you were playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music.
No, dude.
That's dumb.
It's not dumb.
That's no, dumb. No, it sounds like a oh. really funny trend.
Oh, is it dumb? Because it got 2 likes, dude.
Oh, I've had enough. I'm
all right, let's get out of here then. We're done.
Stay
find
fresh
us on Facebook
bags.
And Instagram too. Wow. Say it again one more time.
Stay fresh cheese bags.
Beaver.
Okay. Real Jesus, let me.
I know. She's like slamming her microphone.
She's having a hissy fit.
Jeebus, take the wheel. End it, dude.
You okay, Shawbell?
End it, man.
I said it already. Okay, real good then.
Oh.